Clifton, I really didn't watch him, to be honest with you, so I'll have to get a report off of Mark Labotte and Pepper Burris, but he's making strides.
Is there any possible that he could actually play to Steven a little bit, or is that just too far-fetched considering it's been, 2 months or whatever it is?
We're not there yet, so he's progressing, and there's a plan in place for him, and as long as he keeps moving forward, we'll see what happens. That's a good question. It's not the same issue, but I'm not sure if it's the same shoulder.
You heard that in the game, Mike?
Correct, yes.
What do you know about Josh McCown? He's been fit a whole lot.
I know from his experience, just common people that have coached him, his experience in Tampa, exceptional athlete, can make a lot of plays with his feet, has ability to get good arm, but it's more focused not just on him, but how they're going to use him. A little bit like we're trying to win through last week with Kyle Orton. So you got to do some projection and look at the big picture, how they've been playing of late, schematically, conceptually, and how he fits into that. Well, normal Saturday for us concludes at 11 a.m. So at that time, which is Christmas Eve, the players will be free until Sunday. So we normally go to the hotel, and there's pretty much 45 minutes to an hour of work that is done at the hotel. Our philosophy is to make sure we have everything done before we leave here on Saturday. So we basically have taken Saturday night, and with it being a Sunday evening game, we're gonna have those meetings Sunday afternoon. So the players will be home for Christmas Eve and Christmas morning with their families, which we feel very strongly that it's the right thing to do. But with that, we're actually picking up a little extra time of preparation. Anybody that's in tune with the scheduling of Sunday night games and Monday night games, there's just a lot of downtime, a lot of waiting around for the players and coaches. So just the way the schedule fell with Christmas Eve being on Saturday and Christmas on Sunday and it being a night game at home, I think the schedule really falls favorably both personally and professionally for what we need to do to win this game.
Speaking of the schedule, Mike, what does it mean to have your final two games at least to be played at home and have three out of four in December to be played away at home?
Definitely. I mean, that's one of the things I was excited about when the schedule came out in the spring, the opportunity to play the last three out of four at home, just the December weather to get you ready for the playoffs. Gets you in the right mindset, the right mentality going into playoff football. So there's nothing like playing at Lambeau, and we feel very fortunate to have these last two at home.
Mike, what is it that the Bears defense does so well that just seems to match up well with your offense? What is it particular?
Well, I've always respected Lovey A as a coach and what he's done with the scheme. They do a very good job of staying true to the principles and concepts of what they're trying to do schematically, but they're always a good tackling team. They're exceptional of taking the ball away. So those are things you really have to emphasize even more going into this game. And really from a coaching adjustment standpoint, they do a good job adjusting how you're attacking them. So it's a very detailed system as far as what they do, not as far as volume, but the specifics of what they're trying to get done within their scheme. I've always thought they've done a great job.
Mike, considering the state of your offensive line and the Bears front seven, is it fair to say collectively as a unit this will be the biggest challenge of the season?
Well, the biggest challenge is always the next challenge. We've had injuries on the offensive line, no doubt. You're losing your two tackles in the game in Kansas City. But Dietrich Smith has played football for us, and he'll be prepared for a full week of preparation. Be prepared with a full week of preparation for this game, and no different for TJ. So we feel good about the opportunity to line up against these guys. I think their defensive line is a strength of their defense. I mean, our linebacker play is always excellent. So we feel that their line is playing very well, and that'll be a big challenge for us.
Mike, Mike, we know how you like to cross-train your linemen. Are you running out of guys to cross-train this week?
Well, obviously, yes. You know, we're a little thin there. Well, just the reports coming off the field, he feels very good. So, I mean, to me, those are cut and dry. Medically, if he's cleared and ready to go, and it's our responsibility to get him prepared. So he definitely has a chance to play this week if he continues to go the way he did today. Well, first, the reaction to the AP Male of the Year, that's a huge award. We were able to share that with Aaron when we were notified this morning. So clearly well-deserving. What he's done, it speaks for itself. And I think he should win an MVP. Absolutely. I think the guy has had a MVP year. I think he's been the best player in the National Football League. Oh, they're back at it. I mean, it's business as usual, but, a little more, I'll say quiet, focused. I'd say that they're, this morning's a little different schedule every year. This is the time when you get to do the Pro Bowl voting. So your team meeting and just the way your day starts is a little disrupted. So, but we got back in the flow. It was good to get outside. It was a great day to be outside. So, I'll go look at the practice. It felt good coming off the field. But they're looking forward to Sunday night.
Mike, does Herb Taylor have to be active this week?
He has a very good chance of being active. Yeah.
How difficult is that getting him ready after?
Well, we've been maxing it out. I know James Camp has spent a bunch of time with him Tuesday. No different than he will today. So we'll max out our time and preparation to get him ready. I mean, we're all very, fond of Mark Towser here, and just like any other personnel situation, I'm not going to comment on, those types of discussions and so forth. Those are really discussions that go on every single day.
Like, what do you think Cobb gave you in that one wildcat snap? I know you were low on running backs, and that was part of it.
Well, that was really the theory going in. I was not very comfortable going in to the game with two running backs, so it's something that we've really had in place for quite some time. Frankly, we thought I was going to use them more. That series ended with the third and inches that we did not convert. And even, running the ball coming out of halftime was the focus. So I thought I'd get, Randall probably three or four, maybe possibly five attempts in that game, but it just didn't work out.
He was pretty productive receiving-wise, though, and obviously mm-hmm. he's been good on returns. Rookies, we always talk about the rookie wall. How has he kind of powered through that, and how do you think he's been for you lately?
Well, if you really had the opportunity to be around Randall every single day, he doesn't really carry himself, no disrespect to the traditional rookie, but he's a very mature young man, has handled everything that we've thrown at him. He's been asked to do a number of different things, and let alone not just being the returner and doing some things differently the way we do them here compared to college, but to play all four positions at the wide receiver position. So I don't see Randall as a candidate to hit the rookie wall.
More, after being a little hesitant to maybe run Ryan a little bit more these past 2 weeks, does it help to get James starts back?
Two running backs is not enough. I mean, I think that's a fair assessment. And Ryan was running very well, but it was a physical football game. So we had to kind of recheck ourselves there at the end of the third quarter. But it'd be great to be able to pound the football with Ryan and James Starks.
Mike, where's Ryan in the concussion process?
Where is he? He's moving forward. I don't get into the specifics of what hurdle he's crossed or so forth, but. We're obviously being cautious with Ryan like we would with any of our players.